Here is a number that should stop you cold. Financial researchers now suggest that a 40-year retirement requires an initial withdrawal rate of just 3.3%, not the famous 4%, to achieve a 90% success rate. That gap sounds small. It is not. On a $1.5 million portfolio, the difference between 3.3% and 4% is roughly $10,500 per year. That is money you cannot spend, or money you spend anyway, and quietly erode your future. Most people planning to retire at 56 or 57 are still anchoring to the 4% rule. That rule was designed for a 30-year horizon. Your horizon is likely 40 years or more. The math is already working against you before you sign the retirement papers. Now, the deeper threat is not the withdrawal rate itself. It is what happens to the purchasing power of every dollar you withdraw. Think of it this way. A $60,000 annual budget feels comfortable today, but based on historical U.S. inflation data through 2026, the purchasing power of a dollar has typically halved every 20 to 25 years. That means your $60,000 lifestyle could cost $120,000 by the time you reach age 80. Your portfolio does not automatically double to match it. This is the inflation illusion, the dangerous assumption that a fixed dollar amount today will fund a fixed lifestyle tomorrow. It will not. Inflation compounds quietly, year after year, and most early retirees do not feel it until it is too late to correct. The key idea here is something called the math of freedom. It reframes the entire goal of retirement planning. You are not trying to maximize your net worth on paper. You are trying to protect purchasing power across 4 decades. That means your $1.5 million must be invested and managed in a way that grows faster than inflation erodes it. A static, conservative portfolio sitting in bonds will likely fail that test over 40 years. The math of freedom demands that you think in real dollars, inflation-adjusted dollars, not nominal ones. That shift in mindset, James, is the foundation everything else is built on. Remember this, not all market risk is equal in retirement. Sequence of returns risk means a 10% market drop in the first 2 years of retirement is mathematically more damaging than a 20% drop in year 15. Early losses force you to sell assets at depressed prices to fund living expenses. Those sold shares never recover for you. That is why a flexible withdrawal rate matters so much. Instead of drawing a fixed $60,000 every year, regardless of market conditions, a flexible approach means pulling back to $52,000 or $54,000 in a down year and letting the portfolio breathe. That single adjustment, applied consistently, can add years of longevity to your money. And there is one more cost that catches early retirees completely off guard, James: healthcare. A 56-year-old couple retiring in 2026 can average over $15,000 annually in premiums and out-of-pocket costs before Medicare eligibility at age 65. That is nearly 9 years of significant unplanned expense. For example, a couple budgeting $60,000 per year who ignores healthcare is actually running on $45,000 of real purchasing power from day one. That gap is not recoverable without a plan built around it. The takeaway from everything here is this: retiring at 56 with $1.5 million is achievable, but only if you stop optimizing for the number and start optimizing for the decades. The inflation illusion will quietly consume a retirement built on fixed assumptions. Sequence of returns risk can devastate a portfolio in its most vulnerable early years. Healthcare costs will drain cash before Medicare arrives. And the 4% rule, designed for a shorter retirement, is not your rule. Your rule is 3.3%, flexible, inflation-aware, and built around real purchasing power. James, the shift from net worth thinking to purchasing power thinking is not a minor adjustment. It is the entire game. Every strategy in this course builds from that foundation.